Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining. My name is Kurt Hahn, the CEO, founder, chief cook, and bottle washer here at S3 Productions, playing forgotten music on 78 RPM Records. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight is Mystery Night because I have an album, MGM Metrolite Unbreakable 10994, with Joe Cannonball Lewis, which I know nothing about. Now, this particular show, there are several things in this show that I know nothing about, which is why I'm opening up to you, my audience. So without further ado, this is actually rebroadcast from about an hour and a half ago on my other channel at S3 Production on Blog Talk Radio. So without any further ado, here we go.
On your mark, get set, save. Get to Nissan's Bottom Line Summer event and take home a winner with big model year-end offers on our award-winning lineup. Hurry, offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. Thank you for joining me so much at Forgotten Music on 78 RPM. Produced, directed by myself at S3 Productions. Tonight is August 16th. It's 6:30 in the evening. And tonight we're going to do, I call it the Monday Night Mystery Record. Why? Because I haven't been able to find out a whole lot about this record. So, I found this record, and what caught my eye is MGM Metrolite Non-Breakable. It's 10-10994. It's by a guy by the name of Joe Cannonball Lewis. I haven't been able to find out a whole lot of anything about Joe Cannonball Lewis. But what caught my eye was the song Train Whistle Nightmare. Well, being a fan of old trains, big trains, and trains in general, I couldn't help but buy the record just because of Train Whistle Nightmare. I don't know a whole lot about Joe Cannonball, but I want to say thank you to whoever Hillbilly Boogie 1 on YouTube is for supplying me a note that says Joe Cannonball Lewis was born in 1924, was inspired by Jimmy Rogers, who I do know about, and was a highly underrated artist in the 1950s. He had a preference for railroad songs, and this is why producer Fred Rose gave him the name Cannonball. Now, remember, this is not Cannonball at all. Lewis recorded musicians like Chet Atkins on guitar, who we know, Joe Talbot, steel guitar, Gordon Perry on fiddle, Goy Harmer, rhythm guitar, Shorty Whitaker on mandolin, and Ray Brandenburg on banjo. So without further ado, Train Whistle Nightmare.
I love him, baby. I love country songs. But now on every jukebox, my favorites all are gone. Every record tells about some famous railroad team. I've heard them lonesome whistle till they're driving me insane.
Thank you.
Now, I don't claim this information to be right, nor do I claim it's even that. But I think that was 1951, released either out of the Netherlands or the UK, but again, I'm not 100% sure. And if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay, I'm going to chase scares here for just a minute. When I started S3 Productions almost 5 years ago, I really had no idea where we were going to go. I still really don't. I've done a lot of things. I've interviewed people, done a lot of record shows, a lot of stuff. We had a tremendous amount of fun. Well, we started the record thing about 2 years ago as a honorary thing to my dad, I guess, who passed away, and I collected his 78 RPM records. I don't know how many of these things I got. I probably got 1,000 of them. Please don't tell my wife. I was having dinner with my partner one morning, and he said, "Have you ever thought about selling these records or trading the records?" And I said, "I had no idea what they're worth. I don't even know how to grade them. Sometimes I sell records based on the story." Whereas tonight, train whistle nightmare because I'm into train. Well, the flip side of this album, the B side, this is kind of what I wanted to discuss with you. And I figured, you know what? I reached about 16,000 people on Blog Talk Radio. It was about 40,000 hits on Google Plus. So, here's my question, and I'm going to rely upon the expertise of my audience worldwide. How does one get started selling and or trading 78 RPM records? I have no idea what these are worth, if they're worth anything. I've heard from the aficionados, they're thrift store trash or Goodwill garbage, red label Columbia records, or they're just common records. I don't know. I bought them either because they're interesting. I found them, I inherited them, I got them. I don't know if they're good condition, bad condition, yes condition, no condition. I couldn't grade them if I wanted to. Quite honestly, don't have the time, energy, or patience to grade them. Or the next question is, what are they worth? I don't rightly know. So what I'd like to do is put an open call out to anybody who's listening. Any ideas, thoughts, collections, ideas, how to start, where to start, have you started? You want to come do a show about starting or selling records? It's like old Joe Cannonball Lewis. I do it for the history behind the records and the story behind the records, which brings me back to the side B. It's called Trust Me Again. So with that in mind, I'm going to trust to my audience and see who's kind of listening. Trusting you to provide some good information or talk about it, or if you're a record collector, record seller, or you want to swap stories about records, mine are organized by sort of like done them or haven't done, how to ship them, what they're worth, or anything in general, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me, my name is kurhan74@yahoo.com, kurhan74@yahoo.com. You can reach me through facebook.com/F3Productions2. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/F3Productions1, Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. I'm on Google Plus, I'm on YouTube, or you can reach me through Blog Talk Radio. Love to hear from you. If you're a podcaster and you want to talk records because you can, I'd still love to hear from you. I'm looking for an idea of how to get started. I do teach high school. My other life, some time is very precious to me, so it's, and actually making you sound with me. Anyway, so Trust Me Again by Joe Cannonball Lewis, 1950 there.
My love for you still grows each day. My heart is yours in every way. You know I love you from the start. Why don't you trust me now, sweetheart? My darling, look into my eyes. Can't you believe and realize my heart is yours? Don't call it pain. I'll live for you, trust me again. I'd never stray for someone new. I'm just that way, my heart is true. During my dreams, every night, just trust in me, you'll see I'm right. My darling, look into my eyes, and you believe and realize my heart is yours. Don't call it blank. I've lived for you, trust me again. Others say that we will part. Let's show them all they're not so smart. It's not too late, don't set me free. I'll always need your trust in me. My darling, look into my eyes. Can't you believe and realize my heart is yours? Don't call it fake. I've lived for you, trust me again.
Okay, so I'm trusting you, my fellow 78 collectors and studio audience. You know, I'm looking for the idea of how do I get started selling or trading 78 records. Is there a market for it out there? How do you actually sort of get started? What's the best way to start? Or better yet, what's not the best way to start? Any suggestions or comments, you can always reach me at kurthunt74@yahoo.com. You can reach me at facebook.com/S3Productions1 or S3Productions2 for Got Music on 78 RPM Records. All right. There is a YouTube video about Joe Cannonball Lewis, Train Whistle Nightmare, and Trust Me Again. And I want to thank whoever Hillbilly Boogie 1 on YouTube is because I cut and paste your information. Thank you again for giving you credit. And with that, you all have a great night, and we'll just see what happens. Kind of join the adventure together. With that, you all have a good one. Go ahead. Go. And yeah, we have some time left, so just because we do St. Louis Blues.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Cause my baby, she done left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today, feeling tomorrow like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. St. Louis woman with all her diamond rings, those that ran around my hair apron strings. And if it wasn't for powder and for storm on head, that gal I love wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. that gal of mine. Got a heart like a rock in the sea. Or else she would not gone so far from me.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our show. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hints, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at Karan74Yahoo.com. You can reach me through Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. Love to hear from you. With that, you'll have a great day. Goodbye.